Grief as millions of Christians around the world celebrate Easter Sunday.
Buona Pasqua.
The Pope delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. The 88-year-old pontiff missed the traditional open-air mass in St. Peter's Square earlier, but he did then make a surprise appearance in his Popemobile later. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin attended midnight mass in Moscow's cathedral after declaring a 30-hour ceasefire in Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Russia's president wants the world to believe that he, the leader who ordered troops into Ukraine, is serious now about ending hostilities.
But in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that 30-hour ceasefire. After slamming Oklahoma yesterday, that big storm front is moving east.
Missouri and Arkansas, tornado threat, damaging wind threat, and large hail.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers lose to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. 30,000 fans at AmFam Field last night. The game over in just 1 hour and 59 minutes. The Crew losing to the A's 3-1. The Brewers could just not get it going against the A's. Luis Severino, who was signed to a three-year deal worth $67 million, a franchise record. Pat Murphy after the loss.
William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. Mitchell had a great night. A couple hard contacts. Yeah, the guy's a veteran. And they paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money.
With a record deal on.
That's why they did, because he's good.
NBA, the Bucks look to game two Tuesday night after losing game one yesterday. 117-98 to the Pacers.
We're not going to beat them scoring 98 points. We're not going to beat them when we have 15 assists and 10 turnovers. We're just not. We got to get back to our spacing, trusting, playing downhill, moving the ball. And I think we'll be better.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some showers possible in the afternoon and evening, high upper 50s. Still some rain around Monday morning. Clearing out for Monday afternoon, a high in the low 50s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Ooh.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I'm dedicating this episode to you, the listeners. Your voices matter, and I want to hear how significantly we influence your lives.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The music of the star. Happy Easter, everybody. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And on most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Still to come, a legend about a great movie about the day. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Easter Parade, Irving Berlin. And what a story there is behind the scenes. I invite you to join us. Good morning, all our stations out there. All the stars that made the great songs and still do. The music of the stars on Civic Media. And a few surprises all the way to our high noon disbandment for this day, but as always, next week, if you miss anything, but try not to miss anything. It's the greatest day in the Christian tradition, and we'll celebrate that. Happy Easter, everybody. God bless us, everyone. The music of the star.
DC special presentation.
Buonasera. Welcome to Rome, the eternal city. I, being the eternal optimist, thought it would be a wonderful idea to come here to Rome and bring a message of peace during this Easter holiday and to absorb some of the wonders of this remarkable city. So I contacted a few young friends of mine, and soon we were on our way to Italy with our valigia all packed. And before I had a chance to say andiamo, we were here.
Once again we have gathered up the gang for a cultural expedition. My friends and I took to the sky for a flight from home, all the way to Rome, harboring a secret hope that we might meet the Pope. We arrived here in old St. Peter's Square, and we're really in fine condition. The skies are fair, spring is in the air, and the guidebook said good times are ahead. And we're gonna do our best to be the perfect guest.
Okay, kids, come on. Matt, Danny, Tim, everybody.
Seven hills and a million thrills, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Ancient ruins and modern doings, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine old buildings dating back 2,000 years or more. Catacombs and domes and fountains. Stately homes and lush green mountains. Cobblestone streets.
Ice cream treats.
And every kind of store you can ask for. Cars that race and a pizza place, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine red vino and cappuccino, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Colosseums, atriums and forums by the score and cats.
Dozens of cats, that's Rome.
The city, one is struck with a sense of wonder. All the famous landmarks we go over, around and under. The Spanish steps and aqueducts and statues line the route.
That's why all the pigeons come here.
Cute, my friend, real cute. Traffic signs and majestic pines, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Choirs singing and church bells ringing, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
The Pantheon,
where everyone goes.
The Appian Way,
that everyone knows.
St. Peter's Square,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The Sistine Chapel,
that's Rome.
The Vatican,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The River Tiber, the Knights of Rome,
the lights of Rome,
the sounds, the smells,
the sights of Rome.
The welcome mats are out in Rome, at all the habitats in Rome.
And don't forget the cops in Rome.
Sammy Davis, Jr.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay. May I to say that the whole human race go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these on a wonderful day like on a morning I everybody I'm of love and goodwill. Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful
today. I defy any cloud to appear in the sky, dare any raindrop to pop in my eye, on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrow in tune, on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I would kiss everybody. I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like this, for the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today. Could kiss everybody, I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The place is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for morning like this, for the world's in a wonderful way.
That's the JFC Big Band. Marilyn May next. Elmer Bernstein.
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch. This was an up and atom day. It's one of those spells where you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to say. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Will everyone here kindly
gladly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintoshes. Back in the group, I came up with the scoop. This was the time to rise and say,
Judy Holliday. Those bells are ringing. 1960. Jerome Robbins.
Thank you.
music of Happy Easter, everybody. That's Julie Stein at his very best.
It's Easter time. The bells on the hill are ringing, ringing once again. There's a smile on the face of this weary world that seems to say amen. It's Easter time, the bonnets are gaily nodding, nodding to and fro, while the folks walk to church as they did so long ago. And there's a basket on the dining room table with fancy Easter eggs for all. And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time. The dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
Easter eggs for all.
And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time. The dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
It's Easter time.
It's Easter time.
One at a time, to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Thus, having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit, the preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap in Eden's garden. He had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn them, they're no good anyway, damn them, kill them. Jesus said, how much do you want for them? Satan said, you can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good. Jesus said, how much? And Satan said, all of your tears and all of your blood, that is the price. And Jesus took the and paid the price and opened the door. Now our purpose of Easter in a dozen words. Jesus lived a good life in a wicked world to show us that it could be done. He died and he rose again to show us that we could do that too. Paul Harvey, good day.
Music of the Stars. I found something interesting. Did I tell you that I'm a big Ma and Pa Kettle fan? It wasn't all funny, you know. It was a great series, a loving family all together. And Percy Kilbride, who played Pa Kettle, was a great actor. He did some villainous roles too, but we'll forget about that for the moment. And in one sequence, Pa Kettle gets up at the church on a Sunday and gives his sermon on life. Check it out.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures, although I know all the words. I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something instead of being thankful for what they've got. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. Gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why, I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to an oil well. The whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
On a wonderful day like today, on a beautiful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky on a beautiful day like today. On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill.
Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. I defy any cloud to appear in the sky on a wonderful day like today. Even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and stuff. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. Ah, may I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees and pray, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a hell of a way, on a wonderful day like today.
Trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world. I see clouds of gray and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, modest ain't a bad word. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. Why, all they're saying is I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. Might I learn much more, than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a beautiful world. Yes, I think to myself,
this ain't such a bad world. You know that?
Joe Pesci. Bob Thiele wrote that. The music of the stars. Happy Easter. And Tony Bennett. Frank Duvall and the orchestra.
Calling, calling, dear loved one, can't you hear each throbbing part of my faithful heart? Come to me, make all my sighs disappear. Sweetheart, you must know that I love you so. Awake or sleeping, my heart's in your keeping and calling to
Love's love light a gleaming I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold dear, to cuddle and fold near to me. Just you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's no.
Music Sheboygan style with the Cordettes.
Oh, darling, can't you hear me calling? Calling to you soft and low. My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, love's love light a gleaming I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold dear, to cuddle and fold near to me. Shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life.
And you walked by. It's a wonderful life. Seventh heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine.
Music of the Stars. Yeah, those are the lyrics to the movie that was never used, Dmitri Tiomkin's great score. I'm a big Tiomkin fan. We'll play more, but right now I want to tell you a little bit about The Robe, the first CinemaScope picture ever. Here's the music of the stars. Alfred Newman, the first movie in CinemaScope. It was supposed to be an impressive picture, and it really succeeded. Kind of a gamble, like any cinematic innovation, but you can't overlook it. It was the story of Christ and his conflict with the Roman Empire. And the picture was lavish, spectacular, but unlike another biblical pageant, this one was soulful. A lot of qualities that they're irresistible for any composer like Newman's scope provide that musical score. These movies need intelligent scoring, and Alfred Newman, his music, and I'm a big fan, came one of the film's major assets. The story of Richard Burton as a Roman tribune supervises the crucifixion, and he wins the Christ's robe in a dice game. So there's a mystic quality there, and one which slowly turns the Roman tribune into a believer. The music of the stars. Movies, they do it well, don't they? Alfred Newman wrote that as well. He wrote that 20th Century Fox fanfare, and then he added that little trailer on it when CinemaScope became the way to go. The Music of the Stars, The Robe. We saw it together, my folks and I, at the old Kenosha Theater.
Who are you?
My name is Judas.
Rome, master of the earth, in the 18th year of the Emperor Tiberius.
From Caligula, the courage of a military tribune must not be squandered in the baths and banquet halls of Rome. You were ordered to the garrison at Jerusalem.
What Caligula hopes he has given you is your death sentence. Try to endure it, my sons. Grow hard. Watch the hand of the man who walks behind you. Take nothing on faith. Bind yourself to no man.
In the great days of Greece, we Romans were no more than barbarians.
I spoke to you, the man Jesus.
Yes, fanatic.
What do you expect me to do about it?
The spell is needed.
Face it, Marcel. Don't be afraid of me.
I want the Roman traitor who's responsible. The man who made fools of the whole Praetorian Guard. I want you.
Jay Robinson as Caligula. He had a story of his own to tell. Alfred Newman, The Robe, and Frank Sinatra.
Friends, a year is ending and a new one is beginning. And burdened though we may be, discouraged with our failures, bogged down with the cares of everyday living, still we can take heart in this blessed season. One little truth can help us along. A simple phrase in a childhood poem: God's in his heaven, all's right with the world. Thy name,
forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sinking.
The music of the stars. Welcome to all our affiliates. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. On most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Morning, Madison, WMDX, 1580 and 92.7. Happy Easter, everybody. We're here till noon on most of these Civic Media radio.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief at the Vatican.
Una Pasqua.
The Pope has delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes was among the faithful in St. Peter's Square.
He has indeed come to see them and also to give a very, very short message. He just said, "Dear brothers and sisters, happy Easter." You could hear that his voice was very thin, very weak.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's declared a 30-hour Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Kremlin critics would call this ceasefire PR. They would argue that this is an attempt to do the minimum to persuade President Trump that Russia is serious about peace.
In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that ceasefire. Across the U.S. yesterday, thousands joined anti-Trump protests.
Federally funded programs that are being disappeared by the government, they're being cut, people are losing their jobs right now, people are concerned about their immigrant family members.
CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.